Good morning, Elliot. How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours, Dean?
Well, I had the kids to myself. Mama was
quality
away.
Time.
Yeah.
Quality time. QT.
Yeah, it's amazing how long kids can spend on an iPad.
Shh. Here's a new game.
It's amazing. Well, tell me something. What did you learn this weekend? Because obviously you'll be a lot smarter today from what you've watched, what you've seen, and what you've heard. What do you know today that you didn't on Friday when we talked?
Rob Gronkowski can spike a puck.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, and very well.
They love their Gronk.
Is there a guy who has a better life than him right now?
We've talked about this for a while. I'm like, this guy's a goof. I don't know. But then you step back, it's like, was he 25? He's 6'7", ripped, and yeah. just has fun. There's no stress in that guy's life.
No, and also he likes, he understands that his window of being all pro Rob Gronkowski, just because of the wear and tear of a football player, he knows it's not that big, so he's taking advantage of it.
I love him.
Oh,
I wish I was.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if there's been 10 minutes of my life that have been as good as
no chance.
Two months.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah.
Leafs finally win. That's nice.
No, I mean, obviously the biggest thing that, I've probably learned hockey related is just, establishing some of the market on Evander Kane. And, right now there's going to be some teams who are, out of the playoffs or, don't legitimately think they can win this year, who are going to go out and, see, okay, can we make a deal with the Winnipeg Jets and preempt those teams that can't use them right now? And I don't know if it's going to be possible, but I think they're going to try. And I think Buffalo will be on that list. I think Philadelphia will be on that list, although I'm getting the sense that Philadelphia doesn't believe they're going to be able to pay the price. And I think there are some Western teams, including the Calgary Flames, but from what I understand, the Winnipeg Jets would much rather send them to the other conference in the league.
Yeah, what? Makes perfect sense. Anytime you see a young kid, whether it be Sagan or whenever you trade a high-profile guy, get him as far away as you can. But at the same time,
is a change of scenery enough for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the deal with him. I spent a lot of time calling around. What do you hear? What are you thinking? One of the reasons I think it's going to be a longer process is that if you're interested in getting him, you really have to do your research. You're going to call everybody you can think of to say, okay, tell me everything I need to know about this guy. And there are some teams, and I would say that, Philly and Washington are among them, who've probably done their research on him before. But now you've got to really go into, okay, what happened this season? What's going on now? And you can't, the line I got from one team is, this is nothing against the Jets, but you can't trust them because it's their motivation to get this deal done. So they're going to tell you, probably some negative things, but they're going to tell you a lot of good things, and you can't believe that. So everybody's going to turn over every rock they can, what's there, what isn't there, and figure out, hey, where does this go? It's been an interesting couple of days, guys. There are people who say good things about him as a player, a lot of good things about him as a player. This is a very, even though the timing stinks and no matter how much Kane is going to try to say that, it's a coincidence that it happened at this time, it is a very painful injury. I've spoken to some players who've had it. They say that the one thing that Kane cannot bluff about is that it hurts to play with that injury, and it is a long. There's a reason. There's a long recovery for it, and there's no doubt that one of the reasons this situation blew up the way it did is because Kane feels that he was showing that kind of leadership and maturity by playing through it and trying to play physically through it, and he doesn't feel that was taken under consideration. And I think, Rhett, that leads to some of the questions you just asked there. is that, you know, there's more to being a good teammate than playing hard on the ice. There's, you know, being part of the group. There's, you know, respecting the rest of the group. And one of the things that, you know, it has a label on him, and it's kind of funny coming from me because it's the same thing I'm terrible at, is being on time, that he's constantly late. And, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. Kelly, you know, and I mentioned it to you the other day, he blew up at me once at the Olympics for being late and called me disrespectful to everybody else. And I think that's the way his teammates feel about him. And there's a couple of things like that. There's a real unwillingness or a nonconformist nature to him. It's not always bad as a person. It can be bad in the team dynamic. And that's one of the things that you're going to look at and say, can we make this be part of our team?
And as you can imagine out here, every time we talk about Evander Kane and him kind of running afoul of the rules, some former teammate of his with the Vancouver Giants will text in and say, hey, he did it in junior. I'm not shocked. It was all the same, whether or not it's, you know, factual or not. The stories about this guy away from the rink and around the rink would seem to back it all up. There's not many people going to bat for the behavior of Evander Kane.
It's interesting, like you hear, like the stories generally fall into a couple of categories. One is his lateness. You know, others, I'm not going to mention on air because they're unproven, but I'm sure you've heard all the same things, Dean. The tough thing, you know, figuring out in all of this is what's true, what's an exaggeration, and what is false. Like, one of those, like, they fall into one of those three categories. So I think it's very dangerous when, you know, you're looking at a guy to say, okay, this is for sure, until you ask him directly, because, you know, you never know who's got an axe to grind or who's, you know, who's making stuff up. You know, I think the biggest decision that it leads to, Dean, you know, I had a conversation with one executive, and he talked about a player that he had who he compared a lot to Kane. I'm not going to say the player's name. But he said that, you know, this was a guy who, when he was young, was a really good player, a cornerstone player for their team, and a potential to be a superstar. But he was, you know, he did things that you looked at and said, you know, holy smokes, like, why do you behave like that? Why do you do things like that? Do you know what you are potentially screwing up here? And, you know, you sit there and you say as a team, well, he's 21 and the Jets did this, he'll grow out of it. And then he gets to 23 and you're like, geez, we hope he grows out of it. And he gets to 25 and all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're saying, this is who he is. Like, he's not growing out of it. And right, what Kane has right now is he's getting a little bit older. He's been in the league for quite a while. And now the question the teams are going to ask is he going to grow out of this? Or is this who he is? And that's a dangerous line to walk, because if you determine this is who he is, it can be destructive to a team. So that's the biggest question that Kane is going to have to answer is, you know, the issues that the teammates had with you in Winnipeg, if we bring you here and this is a city you want to play in, you know, is this stuff going to go away or is this who you are? Because one of the things I do hear out there is that there are some teams who believe that if he gets out of Winnipeg, a lot of this is going to go away. I think there's some other teams who aren't so sure that they want to take this gamble.
Wow. For me, a dressing room's a tough place. And you're gonna, it's not a soft place to grow up or be, but
no,
but not very often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see your teammates kind of turn their back on you? You know what I mean? Like, it all, and getting out of Winnipeg or not, the dressing room in Winnipeg is no different than the dressing room in Vancouver or Tampa Bay or Detroit. They're the same sort of places, and I just feel like, I've never been on a team where the guys, the group, has given up on the individual. And if it seems that way, that's what's happened in Winnipeg now. And so moving
There's no doubt in Winnipeg. And the thing is, like, you know, the people are talking about was this bullying. I think that's too simple a way to look at it, Rhett. It's the culmination of a lot of stuff. And the fact is that, and, you know, again, I told you about this on Friday, Dean. Like, I was suspended for being late, and there were a few things that happened out of it that were not my fault. But at the end of the day, it all started because I was late, okay? I was 15 minutes late to an on-air shift, and that's unacceptable. No matter how Evander Kane might feel about the team, you know, throwing his clothes in or a sweatsuit into a shower, it's not acceptable to be not there when the game starts or to be in a position where you can't, because you're late, the team tells you not to be there when the game starts, whatever happened. You know, and that's the thing. Like, you can't, you know, it's never a one-way street. There's always two sides to every story, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. But the one thing you're 100% right about there, Rhett, is that those players decided that this was enough. And the biggest thing is to look at their play, okay? They lose five in a row. This happens in Vancouver. They know he's not playing. They play a good game in Vancouver. They get a point. They play a good game Friday against one of the best teams in the NHL, Chicago. They get a point. And last night they go out and they win again. So, you know, they're bleeding badly when he gets suspended. And since then they've got 4 points in three games and they seem to have shifted the tide and stabilized themselves. That, to me, at the end of the day, is the ultimate vote on how the Jets feel. And if you're going to get involved in a confrontation like this that blows up like this, you better deliver on the ice, right? And they're starting to deliver on the ice. And that is a team saying that we can do this. And, you know, I think that's, to me, that says a lot about, you know, what was going wrong there is that this team wants the chance to prove it can be a good team even without him in the lineup. And, you know, Rhett, you were a player. You know, that's a tough spot to be when you're the guy who's out.
And this is obviously guaranteed to be a summer deal, if at all, now, right?
I don't think it's guaranteed to be that. I don't think so at all. You know, like, one guy I've really heard who likes Kane is Tim Murray in Buffalo. And Tim Murray's got a long amateur scouting background. You know, he's scouted the players for a long time, and he's pretty good at it. And from what I understand, and you know, he won't talk because it's tampering, which I understand. But from what I understand, he has interest and would make a deal. The tough thing for me is I look at that Buffalo roster. If you're Winnipeg and you're going to trade Evander Kane, you got to do it in a way that helps your team now. I don't know what Buffalo has that helps the Jets now. So it comes down to two things: does a team want him? And does a team have what Winnipeg is going to ask for? Because they're going to ask for a lot to make it work. But I do think that there is a reason for a team like Calgary that would be interested, or a team like Buffalo that would be interested, or a team like Philly that would be interested, but I'm not sure thinks they can do it either, where you can sit there and say, why let a Pittsburgh or a Boston even get into this? Because, you know, one GM had a great line to me yesterday. He said, the teams that you have to worry about are the teams that lose in the first round. Eight teams lose in the first round, and most of them are pissed off because they lost in the first round. And that's when the heat really falls on you. And if Evander Kane is still available, all of a sudden you're going to be looking at it and saying, all right, is this a guy we have to go get? And now we're in the race. So if you really want them and you're a team that isn't in it for this year, you would look at it right now and see, hey, you know what? We'll take him. We'll monitor the rehab, and we'll worry about him for next year. So I don't believe 100% this is a summer deal. I'd say it's more likely than not it's a summer deal, but I don't think it's impossible it happens before then.
You mentioned Calgary, and we're way out of time, but you...
No worries.
Do you see any... situation that would exist there where the Flames would be interested? Because, like you say, team with designs on a playoff, they want to make a run now, maybe in the summer, but down the stretch, certainly it wouldn't seem to make sense.
I could see Calgary having interest. I mean, why? Like, first of all, you know, as a player, there's nobody who tells you this guy's a bad player. Nobody. He's a good player. Like, some people in Winnipeg are talking like he's no more than a third liner. That is craziness. He's much more than that. He's playing hurt this year, and when you have a guy who forechecks like that, who can hurt people without being doing it illegally because he just hits so hard, you want that. You know, I think the Flames would absolutely be interested. He fits. He's a good Western Conference player. The two issues are, number one, what do they think about him off the ice? And number two, does Winnipeg want to send him there? But, you know, if for argument's sake the Flames offer is the best one that Winnipeg comes across, you know, and it can help them for this year or next year, they're going to have to consider it.
Thank you, Elliot. We'll let you run. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Apologize to the sports update person for me.
Yeah, well, that's me. Don't worry about it. Thanks.
Well, then take it back.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Elliot.
Have a great week.